and it crossed the creek down yonder close to Ebenezer. And I don't know who built it, but it was a road built up through the swamp, and the swamp was a little over a mile across.
Mm-hmm.
And they raised it so in ordinary times you could cross the swamp, but when the river was full, you couldn't cross. It would get all over, too deep to go. But they finally abolished that road and has a road out here near the Seaboard Railroad. And now they cross out there. I mean, that's a paved road now and a nice bridge. Been up in the last year or so.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a paved road that has a light-colored surface? Do you have a particular name for that kind of road?
No, ma'am, it's a paved road.
Okay. And what about a paved road with a black surface?
Well, it's a blacktop road.
Okay.
This one is blacktop from Springfield to Clio.
What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Grass strip? I reckon it's grass strip.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
It's a ditch, I would think.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
A bum.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
What? A horse? Well, we haven't had any so long. Most forgot. The wicked, I think. Wicked.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that children like to play with, that's shaped kind of like this?
You mean, we always call that the pull bone.
Okay.
Some call it the wishbone, I believe.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and then it grows right back.
Well, it's grass or clover.
Well, would you call it a second growth or a second crop? Or
yes, crop? It's a second growth. But we have used to not have that. We have some of it now where we have Bermuda pastures and Bermuda pasture and cut the hay off and let it come again. But
mm-hmm.
most of it was just one crop. Hay crops was one crop.
Uh-huh. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Bear.
Bread that's
bread.
Made out of cornmeal.
Cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things that can be made from cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, we use what we call hominy grits, hominy.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own little mill, electric mill. You can't hardly find anybody that'll grind it anymore, but we have a little one. Mm-hmm. Ground some yesterday evening, yellow corn into grits and sift it and get it and use it. We use it all the time. We eat a meal of that or some of that for breakfast every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can buy these breakfast cereals, but we use the hominy.
Let's see, do you ever make corn dodgers?
No, ma'am. I don't, but my mother did.
Well, how did she make them? Do you remember?
No, ma'am, I hardly know. But she took some corn meal and some what we call cold hominy, I think, the leftover from the breakfast, and made a kind of a poon out of it. And then she cooked that in vegetables. But we people here, the most of us, we didn't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
We eat rice with vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Rice down in the southern country here. They used to grow rice, but it got where